Mortgage.com.
Premier Financial Services is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. 4821, an equal housing lender. NMLS 266214.
AM 1160.
Welcome to Healing Your World Radio with your host, Marlene Bazak, a nationally certified licensed acupuncturist and holistic healer. Marlene will share pivotal information with you that will allow you to produce happiness, health, and healing. And now, the host of Healing Your World, Marlene Bazak.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show today. Thank you so much for joining us on Healing Your World Radio. And our mission is to attract listeners who want to improve personal growth and business productivity. I love to educate people how to ignite their happiness, health, and healing at any moment, at any time, no matter what. And I do this by a unique approach where I combine different modalities. So get ready to ignite your energy and ignite your chi. Wow, yes, that is lightning, folks, and it is powerful, and it is a spark, it's combustion, it's fire, and as some of you know, I had an experience years ago getting hit by lightning. No, my body wasn't, but I was in a car that was hit by lightning, and although you may think that this would create a lot of chaos, it was actually one of the most peaceful moments of my life. And I can relate that experience to the same feeling that I get when I have that peace and calmness and healing that I received when I started on my own personal journey of health and wellness, when I started receiving acupuncture, massage therapy, and chiropractic. So I decided to do that as a profession. So I had a career change about 15 years ago, and I have pursued that, and I absolutely love it, and it is my passion. And you can read my story in the chapter Passion to Heal in the book Overcoming Mediocrity, and that's published by Christy Ruffino from the Dynamic Professional Women's Network. And that's a series of books, and I hope that you'll look into that. There's lots more information about that on my website at www.healingyourworld.com. And I also have a program that I've developed out of that chapter that I wrote called Ignite Your Life's Passion. And yes, there's a lot of igniting going on. But what I do is I work with you at a emotional and a physical level. And what I have found is that many of us have experienced trauma. And that is why I have my guest today on the show, Felice Block. Hi, Felice.
Hi, Marlene.
How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited. And Felice, I'm going to let the listeners know a little bit about you. Felice received her MA in counseling in psychology in 1985 from the Adler Institute and now Adler School of Professional Psychology, and she holds a BA in special education. Her postgraduate training was in marriage and family therapy, and she is a clinical member of the American Association for Marriage and Family Therapists. This is a designation which requires intensive study, hundreds of hours of practice and supervision, and Felice is also recognized as a certified EMDR therapist with EMDR International, and she has a private practice in Long Grove, Illinois, where I am in Long Grove, Illinois. Right, Felice?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're neighbors.
Yes, we are neighbors. And I really enjoy working with you at this level of working with clients and patients that I appreciate our professional relationship, that we can refer clients to one another. So, Felice, why don't you just tell me a little bit about how you got interested in your this program that you have called Healing from Heartache?
I became interested in healing from heartache as a result of my own heartache in an abusive relationship that lasted for nearly 20 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's never good to hear things like that, but you know, we don't live in a perfect world, do we?
No, unfortunately, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And people suffer in abuse far more than we know, because we're not always willing or comfortable talking about it.
Mm-hmm. So when you realized that, you know, that you were healing yourself through this traumatic experience that you had, you decided to get into the profession of psychology?
That's correct. Very early on in the 80s, when I was struggling myself, I had a wonderful therapist that was very, very encouraging, and she thought I would make a great therapist, and I thought, well, how could that be? I was struggling so much at the time, but in hindsight, I can see that that was a vast improvement. That was a juncture that I really needed to really make a change in my life. And so I began studying psychology and have been passionate about it ever since.
Mm-hmm. What a blessing. It's interesting to see how, you know, so many people can affect our lives, how one person can affect our lives. And here you were, you know, in this fearful state, and yet you were able to overcome it.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Yeah. What a blessing. So,
yeah.
You know, we've talked a little bit about the, explained that there are different types of people that would benefit from your services. So, who are those types of people that you would like to attract?
Marlene, mostly I work with women. However, men do find themselves in abusive relationships. They're less likely to come forward because there's so much more shame and humiliation surrounded by a man in an abusive relationship. So mostly I work with women because statistically there are more women than men being victimized. At least they're more apt to identify themselves. But I also work with children in families where there's a type of abuse going on. And, you know, there are lots of different types of abuse. It's not necessarily physical. It can be emotional, verbal, spiritual, financial. Many of my clients have different types of abuse that they're enduring, unfortunately, in their marriages and relationships.
Right. Well, I know in your marketing material that I've seen in the office in Long Grove that you specifically explain to patients that if they've been in abusive relationships as a result of addictions such as drugs or alcohol, that you're able to help them understand that process.
Yes, it's true. Many of my clients are in a relationship where their partner has a substance abuse problem, or they have some type of mental health issue, or some even have some physical disabilities that interfere with their functioning in the family. So, yes, but I do have quite a number of women that I see whose husbands or partners have some type of addiction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those people who are struggling out there with physical or emotional trauma, what's interesting, Felice, is in you know both of our fields, is that these emotional traumas actually can manifest into physical imbalances. Have you seen that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything psychological is simultaneously physiological.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love working with you, Marlene, because we team up so that you're addressing a lot of the physiological aspects of the pain that they're experiencing, and I work on the emotional, and together we can get some really deep healing going on.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. And so, Felice, this connection between the emotions and the physical body, I'd like to say the issues are in the tissues, and they are. And some people might hear it as like, or might understand it as cellular memory or cause and effect. But we know it as working as clinicians, we know it as the flight or fight response.
That's right. And that's innate. Every human being has the fight, flight, or freeze response. Mm-hmm. Similar to, you know, when we would see a bear in the woods, we would either want to fight it, freeze, or run like the Dickens.
Right.
And that's something that's innately born into every human. The problem is that our bodies can't decipher whether we're actually in true danger, like with a bear, or when someone is yelling at us and threatening us.
Mm-hmm.
So our bodies respond in that same fight-flight fear response.
Mm-hmm. And the way they respond, what I've noticed is it could even be in posture. For what I look at, many times I see someone's posture and the way they're holding, it could be sort of emotional, an emotional thing that they're doing, and that's where I use the myofascial release. Now, Felice, in the second part of the show, Felice is going to be getting more into what is defined as little trauma and big trauma and how EMDR works. And EMDR, I want all our listeners to know, is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy. And Felice, do you just want to give some people your contact information right now?
Absolutely. I can be called at 847-494-0482.
Great. And stay with us. We'll be right back with Felice Block and learn more about EMDR.
AM 1160.
Do you know someone who has a health condition that's getting worse? Experiencing side effects from prescription medication? Want to avoid surgery? Recovering from surgery? Have an autoimmune disease? Women's health concerns? Then you need to call Chi Queen Marlene at 844-301-1313. Located in the Grove Medical Center in Long Grove, Illinois, Marlene provides natural solutions to maintain physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Go to healingyourworld.com and call 844-301-1313.
Do you want to ignite your life's passion? Call Marlene Stanley Bazak at 844-301-1313. Marlene will explain the criteria to measure and identify your life's passion with a mind-body response using her 9-step program. Learn to overcome fear with joy. You too can ignite your energy, ignite your chi, and find your life's passion. Her unique approach promises to be enlightening. Marlene has received this energy, channels it, and shares it with you to overcome any obstacle in your life and create happiness. Call 844-301-1313.
Do you know someone who has a health condition that's getting worse? Would you like to eliminate chemical toxins in your home, body, and food? Check out GoGreenWithMarlene.info and receive your free ebook, which describes the top 10 toxins you should be eliminating. Or call 844-301-1313 and ask Marlene to find out more. Do you have an autoimmune disease? You need to call Chi Queen Marlene at 844-301-1313. Marlene provides natural solutions to maintain better health. Go to GoGreenWithMarlene.info.
Are you a businesswoman trying to build a successful business? Does your passionate leadership inspire other women to reach their full potential? Christy Ruffino, the president and founder of the Dynamic Professional Women's Network, and radio host Marlene Basek would love to help you become connected into their community so you can form powerful and life-changing strategic partnerships with other women who share your same goals, desires, and values. Visit the website at rdpwn.com for more details about the many ways you can become connected into their DPWN community.
AM 1160.
Welcome back to Healing Your World. For more information about any of the content you've heard on this program, you're invited to contact host Marlene Basak at 844-301-1313 or visit healingyourworld.com. And now, back to Healing Your World. Here's Marlene.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm on the line here with Felice Block. She is a licensed clinical professional counselor, and we've been talking about EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy, and how it applies to emotional or even physical trauma. And we were talking about the flight or fight response, the innate flight or fight response. Right, Felice?
Yes, we were.
Yeah. And you have kind of broken it down into little trauma, big trauma, and how EMDR can actually help. Now, just for our listeners out there, that flight or fight response is that it's a chemical reaction that happens in our body innately when we see a bear. If you would see a bear in the woods, or as I say, if you're being chased, if that caveman was being chased by the saber-toothed tiger, all our blood goes to our extremities. The different chemical reactions in our brain, the neurotransmitters, send our the chemicals into a fight response. And when we're in the flight response, those are all the good chemicals that are going on. And some of us just get stuck in this freeze response. And so, Felice, can you explain a little bit more about trauma?
Absolutely. Dr. Francine Shapiro, who is the psychologist that created EMDR, and I'll explain EMDR further in a little bit, but she talks about two different types of trauma.
Okay.
Big T trauma and little T trauma. And big T trauma is really what most of us think about when we hear the word trauma, like war or a natural disaster or a fire or being the victim of a crime, something like that. So those are the things that we commonly share that are traumatic and would be traumatic for anybody.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little T trauma are can be more discreet or more subtle, and it varies in terms of how each person responds to stressors. So little T trauma can be being bullied, or in an abusive relationship, it could be, you know, these kind of subtle, constant criticisms or
badgering.
Yeah, could be badgering, could be micromanaged about money or being ridiculed. Maybe a partner who undermines their spouse about their parenting. Or, you know, have you ever met someone, a couple where one of the husband or the wife will not be very complimentary and even sometimes insulting?
Mm-hmm.
Those are little T trauma that are often can be kind of relentless, and it accumulates. And if you combine that with periodic big T trauma, you find that person is constantly in a state of fight, flight, or freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much that they're enduring on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and this can really end up causing a lot of health issues in people, much more than just mental health. It will eventually affect their physical health.
Exactly, because everything psychological, as I said earlier, is mm-hmm. also biological.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see symptoms like fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, gastric problems, lots of physical manifestations of all of this stress that's stored in the body.
Yeah, I work with a lot of people like that who have exactly what you just said, the fibromyalgia, the autoimmune disease. Yeah. A lot of breakdown of the immune system. Yes. So
exactly.
So if you could explain the EMDR.
Sure. There are a multitude of studies that prove that EMDR can actually cure post-traumatic stress disorder. And most of us know about post-traumatic stress disorder when we think about veterans from war.
Right.
There are also a lot of studies that EMDR works with lesser types of trauma, perhaps that just are creating anxiety reactions or less severe type of stress reactions.
Mm-hmm.
And what we theorize is that when a person experiences a trauma, that it gets stuck in the most primitive part of the brain, where the fight, flight, or freeze response is stored.
Okay.
And it stays stuck there. As you said, it stays in the cells, and the cells remember it.
Your cellular memory.
Exactly. And so that's why when something that can even be remotely associated with whatever the traumatic situation was can trigger these physical and emotional reactions.
Yes.
So by doing something called bilateral stimulation, and what that means is that I actually have some tappers. They're little buzzers that you hold in the palm of your hand, and they stimulate both hemispheres of the brain. So while I talk to a client about a specific target and run the buzzers simultaneously, it's taking that stored information in the most primitive part of the brain, and it reprocesses it to a more sophisticated part of the brain that has reason and logic and has more objectivity.
Wow. So how does it actually reprocess? How is this like an innate wisdom of the neurological pathways, or is that where the eye movement comes in?
Yeah, eye movement is the primary form of bilateral stimulation when EMDR was first created. So that's why we focus on eye movement. But the bilateral stimulation can be from tapping on your knees, as long as it's accessing both sides of the body or both hemispheres of the brain.
Wow.
And what happens is that our brains have a natural tendency to want to heal.
Amen.
Just the way the rest of our body.
Mm-hmm.
There's a natural tendency to want to heal.
Mm-hmm.
So by giving it this bilateral stimulation, the brain actually heals itself. It processes the information in a new way. So I'll give you an example.
Okay, sure.
I had a client that felt traumatized by how she looked at as a very young child. And she remembered photographs of her looking like a tomboy and unkept and sloppy. And this really affected her self-esteem. And in fact, she eventually did get into an abusive relationship. So when we worked on how she looked as a young child as a target for her, and we did the bilateral stimulation, at the end of our time together, what she realized was, oh, Mom just kind of gave me a bad haircut. And really, I was kind of cute. It was just the hair. And so she no longer felt upset when she thought about the picture or how she looked at that age.
Okay. So really what it almost sounds like, her body went into some sort of over-exaggeration and caused her to get into this stagnant mode, almost like this freeze response where she couldn't like move through her life or move forward.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, Felice, we have just about a couple minutes left, and I know that I do want you to get your contact information because this is amazing work. I just love how both of us work together in our office in Long Grove, and that we can help to really heal people in a natural, holistic way. So, Felice, please give our listeners your contact information.
Of course. My number is 847-494-0482, or I can be reached at felice.block@gmail.com.
Okay. And the number again was 847-494-0482. And I understand then you do a consultation with people. What would people expect?
Well, the first 5 callers today would get a free consultation.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for offering that. And you know what? I'm going to throw that out there, too, for our listeners. The first five callers to call me at 844-301-1313 would also get a free consultation in my unique approach, how to naturally heal yourself. Thank you, Felice, for being on the show today. It's really been a great eye-opener, and I hope our listeners really benefit from it. And to give us a call, and for any of this information, go to www.healingyourworld.com. And I look forward to the show next week. Please tune in, where I help you to ignite your energy and ignite your chi.
This has been a presentation of Healing Your World Radio with Marlene Bazak, a nationally certified licensed acupuncturist and holistic healer. For more information about Healing Your World Radio, please visit healingyourworld.com or call 844-301-1313.
Renowned teacher and historian Ray Vanderlaan is coming to Christ Church of Oak Brook on July 29th at 7 p.m. Discover new insights into Scripture at this free one-night event and get an exclusive look at Israel's Mission, the latest volume in the That the World May Know video series. This free event is presented by Focus on the Family.